My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big MQL man. Then he just kept saying things like, the more MQLs, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means marketing qualified lead. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the MQL man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/customer to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/customer. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
LASIK. LASIK.com.
Have you been thinking about LASIK but not sure if you're a candidate? Just go to LASIK.com/quiz and take our free candidacy quiz. In just a few minutes, you'll know if LASIK is likely right for you. And if it is, we'll connect you with experienced LASIK doctors in your area. Start your journey towards 20/20 vision. Take our free candidacy quiz at LASIK.com/quiz. Yeah, LASIK.com. Easy to remember, so you know where to start.
LASIK, LASIK.com.
Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, guys, before we start, we got a special message from our sponsor.
If you want to rank higher on Google, you got to look at your page speed time. The faster your website loads, the better off you are. With Google's Core Vital update, that makes it super, super important to optimize your site for load time. And one easy way to do it is use the host that Eric and I use, DreamHost. So just go to DreamHost or Google it, find it, check it out, and it's a great way to improve your load time.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to talk about what you should keep doing as a marketer. So this is part three of our series, Start, Stop, and Keep. Again, it's a great exercise you can do with your leadership team. So I guess I'll start first. What you should keep doing if you're creating content. So you should keep creating content and you should stay consistent, because the content game, usually I'm going to go a little further out, 2 to 3 years to start to see good success with it. Too many people give up too early on it. And once you're able to continue the consistency and you start to see success, it's going to continue to compound. And the beauty of it is your audience will get bigger and you don't have to put in a lot of additional work.
The next thing you should continually keep doing is whatever's working for you. I don't know why, but what a lot of people do in marketing is like, yeah, this is working, like AdWords or content marketing or SEO. Yeah, let's go focus on more stuff. Yeah, you want to focus on more stuff eventually and expand, but you don't want to slow down on whatever's working for you. You want to double down on that stuff.
Yep. And then other thing is, let's say you are a little more advanced and you have a couple people reporting to you. What you want to be doing, it's not just focused on the business goals, but what you should be doing is focused on the problems that your team is facing. So helping them with whatever blockers that they have, because that's what your job is as a manager of these people. You have to help support them and get there. If they're failing, it's your fault if they're failing. And if they don't hit their goals, it comes back to you. It's still your fault. So what you should do, continue to do, is to continue to support your people. And ultimately, the easiest way to do that is just to continue to care, right? The people that care, your best marketers on your team will stay longer, they're going to perform better, and it's just going to be a great work experience for them. And they're going to feel motivated to wake up. I think, you know, in the past, you know, being direct and giving people the beat down all the time, it does not work. It doesn't scale well. So back to you, Neil.
You should keep experimenting. What you'll find is even when something works for you right now, it may not work for you in the long run. For example, I used to do sign in with Google. on one of my earlier companies, Kissmetrics. Had a huge lift in conversions, like 90%+. And then with Crazia, we did it, grew conversions. And then eventually years passed by and people had privacy and security concerns. Once we removed the sign in with Google requirement, our conversions went through the roof. Technically not through the roof, more like 10%, but it's still better than nothing. And that's when we learned that you shouldn't force them. We gave them the option and we boosted our conversions. Now, that may or may not work for you, but the point I'm trying to make is just because something worked once, it doesn't mean it's going to work forever. So you got to keep experimenting and trying, and you got to re-experiment on the stuff that did produce fruitful results in the past, because things change, people get used to things, and it may not work as well in the future.
I think there's a quote here from Andreessen Horowitz, the venture firm, strong views loosely held. I think it's really important to just to have a strong opinion on things. But if you see data that proves otherwise, then just be willing to change your mind quickly. I think trying to have an ego in all of this, it doesn't help for the long term. I think the other thing I'll add to this is keeping in touch with people. So earlier I talked about starting to, you know, network with people, meeting people, but, you know, just do a good job of, you know, every now and then, you know, circle back with people. Hey, how are things going? You know, show them a picture of your baby if you're Neil or whatever. Like, that helps emotion, that helps you connect with people. And I interviewed Jordan Harbinger of the Jordan Harbinger podcast. He does really well for himself. And, you know, he has a free networking course. Just search for Jordan Harbinger networking course. It's really good. He should probably be charging for it, but it literally tells you what to do. Like, you know, when you wake up in the morning, you have these, you know, go to the bottom of your iMessage or your text messages, message people, right? And, you know, just figure out your own ways to keep in touch with people. We all have our own styles. For me, I like to get a group of people together and maybe do a Zoom or do like a meetup if post COVID. But the whole idea here is that you're keeping the motions going, because the relationships go much further than just marketing. But, you know, it's going to be good personal relationships and good business relationships.
And you should keep learning more, whether it's from articles, networking events, conferences, virtual events. Look, the moment you stop learning is the moment you're going to stop growing. And you may not see your growth decline right then and there, but eventually someone's going to beat you. So always learn, always try to learn, because knowledge is priceless. That's what's going to keep you ahead of the competition.
All right. So that is it for today. So today, guys, text us. It's completely free to do this. Sometimes we'll ask you for topic ideas. Sometimes we'll announce special things that are going on. Maybe when things get normal again, there'll be meetups in local areas. And yeah, I mean, this is just us trying to stay in contact with the wonderful marketing school community. It's 310-349-3785. If you're driving, just don't pull over or anything. Just, you know, you can take this down later. Be safe. 310-349-3785. And we will see you tomorrow.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org.
That's trinityschool.org.